The Georgian church that Bilby Thompson built to replace the medieval one lasted just over 70 years before it was demolished. The only part of the Georgian church that survives is the family mortuary, which is below the baptistry where you're standing. In 2018, due to an incredibly dry summer, we could see the footprint of the old church in the graveyard. It extended from the baptistry towards the car park. When the church was demolished, the font and the family memorials survived, and you can see them adorning the walls of the baptistry. If you look to the right of the medieval knight, you'll see a memorial to Jane Lawley, mother of the first Lord Wenlock. This wall tablet, in the Greek Revival style, is by the Danish sculptor Bertil Thorvaldsen, and is one of only three examples of his relief work in this country. He was one of the most famous artists of the 19th century, creating works of art for Napoleon, the Pope, and many of the royal families of Europe. Today, his works can be found in many of the greatest art galleries across the world. Turning around, you'll see the beautiful marble font dating from 1844 by the notable Italian Giovanni Tognoli, a drawing assistant to the sculptor Antonio Canova. Looking at the font, you'll notice that unusually, there's a male and female cherub. From where you're standing, you can see that the semicircular architecture of the baptistry reflects the shape of the apse, the other end of the church. This is a rare feature that adds to the architectural interest of St. Helens. Before we leave the baptistry, take your time to admire the other memorials, the artistic skills displayed, and the lives that they represent.